This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index ended 2020 on a strong note. Funny how improved farm commodity prices can do that. Their 10-state survey of bank CEOs increased the RMI to 51.6 in December from 46.8 in November. An index above 50 is growth. Bank deposits cooled off a bit while loan volume that had plunged to a record low 25.8 improved to 43.7 last month. The December farm equipment sales index improved to 50.2, which was the best for that index since 2013. It had remained under 50 for 86 consecutive months. Evidently, some farmers needed a tax deduction. That validates the gain seen in deer stock. Farmland prices also showed the strongest growth since 2013. That makes me feel better about last year's farm purchases. My attitude is that if the farm fits and you can buy it, that you should. I don't think that anyone is smart enough to figure out the farmland market year to year, but that long term it appreciates. Ask anyone who owns a century farm. Last year the farm sentiment was horrible and cash flows had not turned to profit in 3 years, yet farmland prices held steady. That was a sign of strength. They blamed it on tight supply, but that may not change. Little debt was used for purchases in general. Farmland is not highly leveraged. Bank CEO confidence improved to 69.2 from 50, in part because of fiscal aid from Washington. We are getting the best economic recovery that trillions in new federal debt can get us. Hard to believe that sometime that inflation will not be used to devalue that debt. Not all state RMIs achieve growth. Minnesota, Colorado, North Dakota, and Wyoming all had RMIs under 50. A slow recovery in the oil sector may have been responsible. $50 barrel oil doesn't ring the bell for any great profit for shale oil producers. One thing that the Saudis achieved with their gas price war was to flatten growth in U.S. production. The strongest state RMI was Missouri with 60.3. The overall increase in the 10-state RMI was achieved despite a slightly weaker employment index. That index fell to 50 from 50.3 in November. That was reflected in the recent jobs report. They got to kill the virus before the economic expansion can be sustained. Vaccine going into arms is one way to do that. Soon-to-be President Biden announced a $1.9 trillion COVID aid economic stimulus plan. $400 billion would go to additional COVID aid, $160 billion of that to fund a national vaccination plan. As expected, he would expand federal authority over COVID management. He wants 100 million shots administered in 100 days. I will take two. The climatologist that we use says that the forecast model for early February went dry for much of Brazil. That surprised him. Their February is our August. The La Nina has been much harder on Brazil than is typical of La Ninas. The trade winds over the equatorial Central Pacific are very strong in the direction of La Nina, with no sign of abatement. It is unlikely to shut off overnight, and Brazil is carrying much greater moisture deficits into its critical growing period than is usually the case in La Nina. The Mato Grosso typically produces well in La Nina, with Bahia and Argentina hurt most. If this forecast is realized, it will have a very negative impact on their production. There's a lot of very unusual weather going on in the world. A bomb cyclone in the northern Pacific resulted from an all-time record high pressure zone in Mongolia. Wave height off Alaska was 58.1 feet. We have had a flood of ocean air coming into the Pacific Northwest, U.S. I have noted the consistently higher than usual strong winds all year, the derecho, and recent systems that had wind speeds in the 80s. The polar vortex had been in balance, which was responsible for the moderate winter thus far. This has changed with warm air disrupting the vortex. Forecast to send some real winter weather our way for a change. 2020 tied 2016 as the hottest year on record. The changing weather pattern resulted in record low Arctic ice cover. As the tundra melts, they are finding things once frozen in time. As a footnote on grains, the trade took very strong weekly corn and soybean and soy meal exports, so export demand shows no sign of having weakened. Our corn is still the cheapest in the world. I have no new sales advice. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.